This is Anna Karmu with UN News. Amid reports of massacres in the Democratic Republic of the Congo's Ebola-hit Ituri province, World Health Organization workers continue to risk their lives to prevent the disease from spreading deeper into rural areas. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, Dr. Ibrahima Sosef Fall, WHO's Assistant Director General for Emergency Response, explains how the agency operates in this dangerous region.
We have recorded already over 2,000 cases in DRC. So far, 1,500 for people died from the disease. It's important to really see the dynamic of the outbreak. In March and April, the main hotspot was in Butembo and Katwa. We have made progress there. We have big urban areas, close to 3 million people there. We have adapted our strategy to go down to the health areas to make sure that we have teams in every health area. And now we have seen impacts there and only sporadic cases. But we need to be very careful because even one single case of Ebola can spread the disease. So now we have new hotspot in a rural area, Mabalako, where the disease started before. And we need to break this vicious circle to make sure that we will not have cases back to the urban area.
Of course, you're talking about Mabalako, Mandima, and other places, even small villages now that haven't seen Ebola before. What's your access like, given that security is still a big problem? You've said it before, attacks on health workers, March, April, May, continuing now.
The security situation is very volatile because you have dozens of arms groups. So every day we have to assess the situation before moving to the ground. So you can have days where you don't have access to some vulnerable population. So it's really important to continue working with UN Scale-Up, where you have new pillars focusing on community engagement, on security, on political dialogue to make sure that we have the required environment to implement the public health intervention.
What can you tell us about the new therapeutics that are now being used in Ituri province?
So far, over 1,000 people have been treated using the new therapeutics. And when people come early enough to the treatment center, the success rate is over 70%. But when they come late, you can see that we are around 67% of case fatality rate. It's really important for people to be detected early and to get the benefit of the therapeutics.
Last question to Uganda. There was a transmission there, but you say it's been stopped. How are you managing with the amount of people crossing the border every day, which is how many thousands?
So for Uganda, the three cases we talked about, people who cross from DRC, but there is no local transmission or secondary transmission in Uganda. But we managed to identify the contacts and contacts of contact to monitor them and vaccinate them. But I was saying during market day, you have over 20,000 people crossing only in one point of entry. So we have a system for screening in Uganda and in the borders with other countries. And this is an important part of the response.
And how many people have you screened and found?
So far, we have screened over 68 million people and we have found 19 Ebola cases at the border entry. So it's really important to continue maintaining the system.
Where have you screened the 68 million people?
We have screened 68 million around the border point for the four countries, Uganda, Burundi, Rwanda, and South Sudan. And we had a team working almost 24 hours a day.
Are you confident that you're on top of this?
In Uganda, I'm confident that I'm on top of this, but the risk is still there. Because people will continue to cross, we need to continue to do the point of entry checking, and we continue to strengthen the surveillance at all levels.
At DRC?
At DRC, it's too early to say in terms of that. We have had impact in Butembo and Katwa, but we have new hotspots in Mabalako and Mandima. The situation is not yet under control. We need to continue commitment to make sure that in all health areas there is no case.